KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Ben Folds' Paper Airplane Request Tour on September 19th at the UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Wednesday, August 14th. Nathan Fletcher again turns to campaign cash to pay for his legal defense. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. As students return to school this week, the county's COVID-19 positivity rate is close to 21%. That's the second highest positivity rate recorded since the start of the pandemic. Edmund Milder is a pediatric infectious disease doctor at Rady Children's Hospital. He has these recommendations.
Make sure you're up to date on your vaccines, wash your hands frequently, stay home when you're really sick and you have a fever, and then otherwise get back out there and enjoy yourself and get back to learning.
Milder says masking continues to be a key measure for protection. Although masks are optional in the San Diego Unified School District, a variety of masks will be available for students at all district schools. The City of San Diego wants to hear from residents about a potential trash collection fee. Most single-family homes get their trash picked up by the city for free. 2 years ago, voters decided to let the city consider charging a fee. City budget analysts estimated a monthly fee of $23 to $29 would cover the current level of service. The city also wants to hear what else homeowners might want, such as increased pickups for recycling. It's holding open house meetings for the next month. The schedule and an online survey is available at cleangreensd.org. Students at Burbank Elementary School in Logan Heights were joined by the San Diego Padres yesterday to celebrate the start of a new school year and the grand opening of their new soccer and baseball field. It includes a 16,500-square-foot synthetic turf play field with soccer striping. There's also a Little League-sized baseball diamond, batter's box, and a remotely operated scoreboard. The new field replaces former basketball, volleyball, and tetherball courts. All new courts are now located at the center of the campus. The project was funded by the San Diego Unified's Capital Bond Improvement Program. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Former County Supervisor Nathan Fletcher is again turning to his abandoned state Senate campaign to pay for legal defense bills. Investigative reporter Scott Rodd reports the spending could test the boundaries of campaign finance rules.
Last March, a former San Diego Metropolitan Transit System employee filed a lawsuit against Nathan Fletcher. She alleged he sexually assaulted her when he was chairman of the agency. Fletcher denies the allegations. He dropped out of the race for a state Senate seat just days before the allegations surfaced. By that point, his campaign had raised hundreds of thousands of dollars from contributors. More than a year later, he's still using money from his dormant campaign to pay for his legal defense in court. Campaign finance disclosures show his attorneys have billed the campaign for more than $500,000.
This is a somewhat legally murky area.
Jessica Levinson is a Loyola Law School professor and campaign finance expert. State election laws allow campaigns to spend money on matters reasonably related to political or legislative matters, but not on personal expenses.
All of it depends on whether the lawsuit is filed against Nathan Fletcher as an individual or if it's filed against Nathan Fletcher because he's a candidate.
Fletcher's campaign attorney did not respond to requests for comment. The campaign previously told KPBS that the lawsuit was only filed because Fletcher was running for state Senate, and therefore the spending is legal. Scott Rodd, KPBS News.
Wage theft is the most common form of theft in the U.S. economy, taking an estimated $15 billion per year from workers. Metro reporter Angie Bowen says one way employers steal from their workers is by withholding breaks.
California law requires employers to offer workers a half-hour meal break in the first 5 hours of their workday. If the employee works more than 5 hours without that break, they're entitled to one extra hour of pay. Employees also get a 10-minute rest break for every 4 hours of work. Kira Green of the Center on Policy Initiatives says employees are entitled to bonus pay if their bosses won't let them leave their workstation during breaks.
They're told you can take a rest break, but you still have to keep your eye on the counter. You still have to keep an eye out for people coming in. That's not a rest break. That is still just working.
Some employees are exempt from meal break regulations, but their job has to pay more than $66,560 per year. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
KPBS is embarking on a new series about volunteering, sharing stories of people who devote their time in unexpected ways. South Bay reporter Corey Suzuki went to visit one volunteer who works as a guide at the Tijuana River Estuary and who leads a unique kind of tour.
Let me see if I can. Yes, this is lemonade berry. And the reason I know it's lemonade berry is because the leaves are thick and leathery, almost like the tongue of a leather shoe. I've learned to identify about almost 40 plants just by touch and also smell. So that's, okay, Gidget, here we go. My name is Ron Peterson. I'm 73 years old. I'm a retired scientist and engineer. I worked for the U.S. Navy for about 40 years. I live here in Imperial Beach, and I am blind. And this is Gidget. This is my guide dog. And we are here at the Tijuana Estuary. This is one of my homes away from home. There's, I would say, in the neighborhood of about 50 native plants. It's also an amazing bird sanctuary. So our nature walks here at the estuary, there's several nature walks and there's several bird walks. And one of those nature walks is mine. I'm a docent for the eye-opening experience without sight, where a blind person leads a nature walk and introduces visitors to the native plants with the emphasis on the other four senses besides sight. Well, let's start over here with a very special plant right over here. And everyone take a whiff and tell me what you think.
I don't love it.
Oh, because we have an I don't love it. Most people don't care for it all that much. And this plant is actually called bladder pod, and I think you can see why it has the name bladder pod. I've worked here as a volunteer for about 9 years. I learned the plants, and I did a lot of volunteer work here, planting native plants and clearing trails. But then 5 years ago, things kind of went south for me. Glaucoma. I lost my vision and I couldn't work here anymore. I couldn't do the things that I was doing. It was frightening. I felt very much alone and I felt that I didn't know how I was going to enjoy life anymore. And then finally, a couple of years ago, the idea came along that since I had already learned many of these plants by sight, I could learn these plants by touch and smell and then share that with people during one of the nature walks. The wonderful feel and especially the smells, and there's even sounds. The bladder pod, when they dry, they make little rattles, and the wind blowing through the cottonwoods, kind of a whispering sound because of the shape of the leaves. And the sound of the bees in the lemonade berries. There's even taste. They really taste good. They taste like little lemonade candy, but that's not something we do with visitors. The thing about giving to others is not only is it a good thing to do, but also it takes the focus off of yourself so that you don't feel sorry for yourself. You're putting the focus on others. So to me, that just became an important part of my life. It has helped me to wake up with a smile on my face, to wake up looking forward to the day, feeling like I accomplished something at the end of each day, that I did something for someone besides me. Come on closer, folks. Come on closer so you can hear me. We are now beneath some special trees, specifically the Fremont cottonwood. They are very distinctive. They're large, they're soft. The shape of these leaves, if there's a strong breeze, they'll vibrate a little bit. And that vibration causes the tree to kind of shimmer in a breeze.
Are you hearing that sound right now?
With all of the noise and the helicopters and the wind isn't blowing quite hard enough, no, I'm not. I'm not hearing it now. But if it was blowing harder and if it were very quiet, maybe I can. Maybe I can.
Ron's story was produced by reporter Corey Suzuki. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great Wednesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Tundra, designed to combine performance and comfort with a 12,000-pound towing capacity and 10-speed automatic transmission. See your Toyota dealer for more. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.